26. Hearing. Are you good at lip reading? It's not that easy. You should try it sometime. Turn off the volume of your television and try to understand what is being said. If you're watching a slow drama, you can catch more of the dialogue. If you are watching the news and people are speaking quickly, gosh, it's tough enough listening to the news with the volume up. Trying to understand without hearing is almost impossible. But even if you are the world's best lip reader, if a person is not facing you, how can you understand what he is saying if you can't hear him? Like most of our senses, I think we take our ability to hear for granted. I know I do. The beautiful music we listen to every day, the verbal greetings we say, the radio programs we hear every day, the movie soundtracks we love hearing. Movies are so weak without their soundtracks. Life without sound is bland. Sure, once in a while, silence is golden, as they say, but I think my life would be super tough and boring if the soundtrack were taken away. Talk about it. Are you good at lip reading? When would lip reading be useful? Do you have good hearing? What would a life without sound be like? Do you like silence? There is an old saying that children should be seen and not heard. What do you think this means? What would be the one thing you would miss the most if you lost your ability to hear? What measures do you take to protect your hearing? Name some situations where it is very important to be silent.